Good morning. It's 5th of April. Our first reading for the day is Numbers 20 and 21. I'm reading to you today from Brother Harry Tennant, once again, Moses, my servant. Here he describes the way that the people complained about the manna and the plague of serpents came into the camp. I read, "The people came to Moses. They knew the efficacy of his prayers and were prepared to rely on them. 'Pray unto the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us.' They had been constrained by circumstances to turn to their leader, even if not to God. In response to the cry of Moses, directions were given by the Lord for the erection of a fiery serpent on a standard, so that those who turned to it and looked might live. A great deal has been written concerning this incident. It is certainly full of meaning. To take the obvious things first, the cause of death was symbolized in the transfixed serpent on the pole. Every man who admitted that he had been afflicted by the serpent and turned to the Lord for deliverance was healed. Perhaps it was not altogether faith. It was a kind of believing sight. When our Lord Jesus recalls the healing, he says, 'And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.' This is a simple and profound comparison. There is the obvious and great truth that belief in Jesus our Lord is the way to life. At the same time, it is an astonishing parallel in that the serpent, the pole, and the people reflect Jesus, his crucifixion, and us. We need to be careful in our thinking, lest we dishonour our Lord. His forerunner had spoken of the Pharisees and Sadducees as the offspring of vipers, and this seems to be an allusion to the serpents of Eden and of the wilderness. The serpent has no association with our Lord Jesus Christ in the sense in which John the Baptist used it. What then is the association? First of all, we must remember that Jesus said, 'As Moses lifted up the serpent.' This was an act of obedience on the part of Moses. Jesus added elsewhere, 'And I, if I be lifted up.' The lifting up of Jesus is not only his death, though it certainly signified the manner of his death, but the whole accomplishment of that lifting up. The serpent was dead when Moses lifted it up. Its power was expended, though, of course, this was symbolized by making the serpent from brass. In Jesus, it was death which was slain by victory in his own body over those powers of temptation which gained such a foothold in mortal nature when Eve, and then Adam, yielded to the persuasion of the serpent. The lifting up of Jesus, then, was his own complete cooperation with God, first by the staunch refusal to allow sin any expression in him, and then by the laying down of his life. Outwardly, it was the people who took him. Inwardly, he gave his life. As Peter puts it, who his own self carried up our sins in his own body to the tree. The serpents in the wilderness were God's punishment for the sinfulness of the people, death in response to sin. The serpent on the standard was the death of the death-smiting serpent, provided a man saw it as such and turned to behold it. Jesus is the victor over sin, which battled to rule him from within, and over death, which is the wages of sin. That is, provided we look to him and live. Thank you for listening.